الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ولا نظير له ولا ند له ولا ضد له ولا مثل له ولا مثال له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم التائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
My respected elders and brothers, by the grace of Allah Ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us the month of Ramadan, showed us the day of Jumu'ah. Blessings upon blessings, goodness upon goodness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us in this Mubarak month and give us the tawfiq of taking the full benefit of this great month, inshaAllah. At the time of iftar, there are few du'as which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us to make. The one is a du'a that we all know, a common dua, Allahumma laka sumtu wa bika amantu wa ala rizqika aftartu. The dua that we make at the time of iftar. But there are few other duas which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us to make at the time of iftar. One dua is, ya wasi' al-fadli ighfirli. Oh, the possessor of grace and mercy, oh Allah, please forgive me. The second dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, Allahumma inni as'aluka bi rahmatika allati wasi'at kulla shay'in an taghfirali. O Allah, the being whose mercy encompasses everything, O Allah, I beg you and I ask you and I implore you, please forgive me. So two du'as of maghfirat at the time of iftar, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is encouraging us, ask for Allah's forgiveness. On the occasion of Laylatul Qadr, when Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha is asking Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if I find Laylatul Qadr, what must I do? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling her, ask Allah's forgiveness. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. O Allah, you love to forgive, please forgive me. Then we know that hadith where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ascends the minbar and he says, Ameen. What has happened, Ya Rasulullah? Jibreel has cursed that person who finds the month of Ramadan and hasn't found his forgiveness. I said, Ameen to that curse of Jibreel alayhi salam. So we find that when the month of Ramadan comes, one very important amal for us all to make is the amal of tawbah and istighfar. Asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. We see at the time of iftar, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraging us, ask for the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Laylatul Qadr also. Then we see this hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So over and over again, the encouragement for us to be making tawbah and istighfar in this mubarak, the hadith, that there's two zikrs which we cannot do without in the month of Ramadan. One is zikr of La ilaha illallah, and the other is the zikr of istighfar. We're always asking for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. Buzhughanuddin, they say, when a person is treading this path of suluk, and he wants to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the very first rung on this ladder to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the rung of tawbah. That the person comes out in the open, and he begs Allah ta'ala's forgiveness, that Allah Ta'ala head to toe, Ya Allah, I am a sinner. There's not a limb in my body that hasn't disobeyed you, O Allah. I beg you for your forgiveness. A person cries to Allah. A person begs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this, if there's anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, is that when a person comes out in the open and he cries and he asks for forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to forgive his servants. There was a person who was an idol worshipper. For many, many years, 80 years, he worshipped its idol, calling out to him, "Ya Sanam, Sanam, Sanam." Sanam in Arabic means idol. So he carried on calling out, "Ya Sanam, Ya Sanam, Ya Sanam." And one day, mistakenly, instead of saying the word "Ya Sanam," he said the word "Ya Samad," which is one of the names of Allah. Mistakenly, he said the word "Ya Samad." And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's reply came, "Labbayk ya abdi, I'm here, O my servant, what is it I can do for you?" When he heard this voice coming from Allah ta'ala, he went and gave that idol two kicks. He said, "For years I worshipped you, you never answered me. One day, mistakenly, I called unto my Rabb and he answered me immediately." So Allah ta'ala is waiting for us, that the person, he comes out in the open, especially in this month of Ramadan, and we're begging Allah ta'ala's forgiveness, "Allah forgive." Whenever we're raising our hands in dua, then this is one dua we have to make. "Allah, forgive me for my wrongs, forgive me for my sins, forgive me for my efforts." Every person has two enemies. One is nafs and one is shaitan. And these two enemies will be with us at all times. Although in the month of Ramadan, the shayateen are taken and locked up. But these enemies are with us throughout the year, nafs and shaitan. But for this, Allah has given us two antidotes. For these two poisonous arrows, Allah has given us two antidotes. And what is that? Tawbah and istighfar. The daily we're making, that's why when you go out in Jamaat also, they tell us 100 times in the morning, 100 times in the evening, make istighfar, ask Allah's forgiveness. Person is taking his tasbih and he's saying, "Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah." Knowing very well that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us for our wrongs. And in our hearts, in our collars, we know what baggage we have. We know the sins that we have committed. From the time we became baligh till now, the wrongs, the evils, the sins, what we looked at, what we heard, what we spoke, what we did, is known between us and between Allah. It's a chance for us to come out in the open before our Creator and beg to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. "Ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim, la taqnatu min rahmatillah, inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a, innahu huwa al-ghafurur rahim." Allah ta'ala says, "Oh my beloved servants, those of you who have wronged yourselves, don't ever become despondent of Allah's mercy. Allah will forgive all our sins. Whatever gunas, inna Allah ghafurur rahim." Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting for us that we make tawbah and we ask Allah ta'ala's forgiveness. Ulama kiram say, they teach us that from the hadith we understand there's two times when a person's tawbah is not accepted. There's two times when a person's tawbah is not accepted. One is when the sun rises from the west. That is the first sign of Qiyamah. That now, if a person accepts Iman, or if a person makes Tawbah, his Tawbah is not accepted. And the second is when he stares Malakul Maut in his face, and he knows it's time for his death, then his Tawbah is not accepted. Now it's too late. So before the sun rises from the west, and before we stare the angel of death in his face, let us make Tawbah to Allah Ta'ala. Let us ask Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala's forgiveness. And the occasion for Tawbah is now. The occasion for Tawbah is now. A person should never think that, "Let me wait till I get a little older, when everything is sorted out, and now I'm preparing for my Akhirah." Prepare for our Akhirah from now. The time for Tawbah is right now, that a person begs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The best time for asking for the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is at the time of Tahajjud. That is the best time for a person to beg for Tawbah and Istighfar, is at the time of Tahajjud. And why is this? Is because the Hadith Sharif says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends to the first skies. And Allah ta'ala makes this announcement, "Hal min mustaghfirin fa'aghfir lahu." Anyone wants forgiveness, I'm prepared to forgive you. In the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the pious servants of His. وَبِالْ أَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. At the time of Sahri, they're making istighfar and they're asking for forgiveness from Allah. At the time, alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan, everyone is up at the time of Sahri. Everyone is awake at the time of Sahri. If we can just include this, that we make istighfar, ask Allah's forgiveness at the time of Sahri. It's a very special moment, a moment when a person, he bonds with his Creator, he bonds with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah Ali, he writes in his Abbiti, he says, "I used to notice as a Shaykh al-Islam, Mawlana Hussain Ahmad Madani Sahib rahmatullah Ali, in the early hours of the morning, and I never saw in my life anybody like him." He says he will be sitting on his musalla, his tikichif in his other hand, and he'll be weeping and crying like a little baby cries in front of his mother. "Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah." He'll be crying, sometimes making istighfar in Urdu, Sometimes in Arabic, sometimes saying Astaghfirullah, sometimes he'll be crying, Allah mujhe maaf farma le, Allah meri gunahon ko maaf farma le, Allah mujhe maaf farma le. And you see, he'll be weeping and crying. You see, I never saw anyone cry before Allah Ta'ala like I saw the Shaykh al-Islam when Hussain Ahmad Madani rahmatullah alayhi crying. At the time of Allah, give us tawfiq to cry. To cry before our Creator, to shed some tears. It's mentioned in a hadith sharif that there's two drops which are very beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Two drops that are very beloved to Allah. One is the drop of the tear that falls when a person regrets over his sins. A person cries before his Creator, Allah, I wronged myself. I've committed so many gunas, Allah, forgive me. And a tear falls. That tear is so valuable in the sight of Allah Ta'ala. The poet says, kya jaane koi ashk-e nadamat ki haqeeqat. Kya jaane koi ashk-e nadamat ki haqeeqat. Konein khareede hai usi ek gohar se. The value of that one tear, you know what it is. You can purchase dunya and akhirah just with that one tear. It will extinguish the whole fire of Jahannam. That one tear of regret that a person sheds before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, forgive me for the wrongs that I did. Allah, forgive me for the mistakes that I have made. So one is that drop, the tear that falls, the drop that falls from a person's eyes with regret at the time he commits a sin. And the other is a drop of blood that falls from the body of a martyr when he's killed in the path of Allah. These two drops are very, very beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One day, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam was in conversation with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in one corner there was a person who was crying and making dua. He was crying and making dua. Jibreel alayhi salam stopped his conversation and he says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the scales that will be erected on the day of Qiyamah will weigh all deeds, but it will fail to weigh those tears that are shed before Allah Ta'ala. It will fail to weigh those tears. So heavy these tears are in front of Allah Ta'ala that even the scale won't be able to carry. وَبَكِي عَلَى خَطِيَتِكَ وَبَكِي عَلَى خَطِيَتِكَ. The words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, cry over your sins. Cry over your sins. But what wrongs we have done, we beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the time of the Bani Israel, there was a person who murdered 99 people. And when he asked, is there any way for him to get forgiveness? The person he asked told him, there's no way you'll gain forgiveness. You will be doomed for the hellfire. I killed him also. Made it 100. So now he killed 100 people, murder. And remember, murder is such a guna, it's such a sin. It's such a guna, it's such a sin, where the Quran Sharif says, من قتل نفسا بغير نفس أو فساد في الأرض فكأنما قتل الناس جميعا. You kill one person. You kill one person, you get the guna as if you kill the whole of mankind. You get the guna as if you kill the whole of mankind. This man killed 100 people. Then he goes up to an alim Rabbani and he asks him that, is there chance for my forgiveness? And this person who has the ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala, he says to him, Allah will forgive all sins. If just what advice I can give you is make tawbah, istighfar, and move out of your location. Where you are living, there's too much of bad influences. So, idhab ila qaryati salihin. Go live with pious people, righteous people. Go live with pious, righteous people. And this is advice for us also. To keep ourselves connected with righteous, pious people. That piety of theirs will rub off on us. So this person leaves. He makes tawbah and he starts moving to the qaryatu salihin. And on the way, we are in masjidu salihin also. So this is qaryatu salihin, he's going to. And on the way, he starts feeling the pangs of death. And he falls down onto the ground. But in that condition too, he's crawling on his fours, trying to move towards that village of the pious. And in that, he passes away. Malaika of Rahmat come down to take him to Jannah because he made Tawbah. Malaika of Jahannam come down to take him to the fire because he killed 100 people. They bring the case to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says that measure up the distance between him and his village. And where he passed away to the Qaryatu Salihin. If he is closer to their village, the pious people take him to Jannah. If he is closer to his own village, take him to Jahannam. In reality, he was closer to his own village. But Allah commanded the earth move him. Allah commanded the earth move him towards Qaryatu Salihin. And when the malaika measured, wallah brothers, Allah will make all systems work in our favor. If we are sincere and we have that clarity of the heart and we come out open before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah loves that sincerity. That a person is honest. A person is not trying to cover up. Allah save us from the guna of justifying. Allah say, if there's one dua that we must make this Ramadan, Allah save us from the fitna of justifying our wrongs. When a wrong is a wrong. Wrong is wrong, even if everyone is doing it. And right is right, even if no one is doing it. Wrong is wrong. We can't justify that wrong of ours. We come out in the open and we beg Allah, Allah, we're wrong in this. I'm doing this thing. Whatever is wrong, it's filthy, it's wrong, it's evil. But I accept Allah, I'm doing it. I'll come out of it one day, inshallah. But I'm not justifying my wrong. I'm not saying, I'm not insisting that what I'm doing is right. So Allah Pak, save us from this fitna of justifying our wrongs. We come out in the open and we beg Allah Ta'ala. The man killed 100 people. 100 people he killed. But you are sincere, Allah Ta'ala forgive him. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala made all systems work in his favor. So this is the thing that we should try and do is, Hazrat Adam ala Nabiina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, it is mentioned about him that when he ate from the tree, and when Allah Ta'ala brought him into this world, he cried in tawbah and istighfar for 40 years. He cried in tawbah and istighfar for 40 years. Ulama'i kiram say that the tears he shed in that 40 years, if the whole of Bani Adam has to cry, their tears were not equal to the crying of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam in that 40 years. So much he cried. And he became, because of those tears of his, he was given the title of Sayyidu Ta'ibin, the leader of all those who made tawbah to Allah Ta'ala, the leader of those who made tawbah. So he cried and he cried and he cried. And after 40 years, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala loved those tears of his, Allah forgave him. You must remember, we are the children of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. And we take the cue from our father. That when we do a wrong, we cry and we beg Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. We don't be like Shaitan. Shaitan just couldn't accept his wrong. He just couldn't. Arrogance, haughtiness, pride. What I did wrong. And this is a common sickness today. Tell a person, this is wrong. What's wrong? What I did. But he shrugs his shoulders. What's wrong? I didn't do anything wrong. We can't accept our mistakes. We can't. Hazrat Mawlana Abrar al-Haqsa rahmatullah alayhi, if you see when a person comes here to Hardoi, to the Khanka, if in his entire stay he can just learn this one lesson, let me accept my mistakes when I'm told I'm wrong. Let me accept my mistake when I'm told I'm wrong. You see, you learned everything. If you came here to the Khanka and you learned this one lesson, that when I'm told I'm doing something wrong, I can accept my mistake, you learned everything. So Hazrat Adam alayhi salam cried and he cried, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved those tears of his. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was a sahabi by the name of Hazrat Ma'iz Aslami radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Ma'iz Aslami radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with these words, Tahhirni ya Rasulullah, purify me. Purify me, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I've committed a sin, I've committed zina, so purify me. Hazrat Ji Maulana Imam al-Hasan sahab rahmatullah alayhi says, a person can only say this word Tahhirni if he regards himself to be, hum Allah ke bande hai, lekin hum gande hai. We are filthy, we are dirty. And this sahabi is saying, Tahhirni ya Rasulullah. So he says that feeling within him that really we are dirty. And we feel like that also. So he says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam meets out the punishment. He is stoned to death as is the law of the Shariat. One person comments and he says, look at this man, he died like a dog. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't ever speak like this. Wallahi, he made such a tawbah, such a sincere tawbah he made, that his tawbah was so valuable. If you took it and you spread it out to the whole of Medina, every person's gunas would be maaf because of the tawbah of this. For such a tawbah he made, And wallahi, I can see him now, he's swimming in the rivers of Jannah. So this tawbah, even if a person, he commits a guna, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even if he commits a guna 100 times in the day, he made tawbah, and then he broke his tawbah. And he made tawbah, and he broke his tawbah. So maybe he was sitting in the room, there was nobody there, connected to the Wi-Fi, took out his phone, he looked at something wrong, and he realized, you know what, it's Ramadan. What am I doing? How can I spoil my sawab like this? When Allah Ta'ala is multiplying rewards by 70, I'm looking at, imagine my gunas are going to be multiplied now. And he's looking at that filth, and then he closes that phone. He closes that phone and he says, Allah, I'm sorry, I make me maaf. I committed a wrong. He makes tawbah. And then, few hours later, he breaks that tawbah of his. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, make tawbah again. Make tawbah again. Even if you broke it, make tawbah again. Carry on making tawbah. Even if 100 times in the day, you committed that sin again and again. Go make ghusl. Go read 2 rakats, tawbah namaz. Ask Allah's forgiveness. Allah, I'll never do this filthy thing again. I'll never do this guna and I'll never do this wrong again. Hazrat Mufti Mahmud sahab rahmatullah alayhi used to say, Admi apni aap ko bekusur na samjhe. Admi apni aap ko bekusur na samjhe. No person must feel I don't commit sins. I don't commit. Every person, kullu bani adama khatta'un. Every person is a sinner. Every person is a gunahgar. فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. No person should regard himself, I'm very pious. هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. Allah knows who's the most pious. Allah Ta'ala knows we regard ourselves to be sinners. And we ask Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if we make that tawbah, attaibu min al-dhambi kama la dhamba lahu. That person who makes tawbah and he asks Allah's forgiveness for his gunas and his sins, as if he got no gunas and his sins, he'll come to Allah Ta'ala with a clean sheet, completely clean sheet. And a person who makes tawbah, remember, that person is the beloved of Allah. Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin. Allah loves those who make tawbah. Attaibu habibullah. Hadith Sharif says, the person who makes tawbah, he is the beloved of Allah. And we all want to become the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a very easy way for us to become the beloveds of Allah ta'ala is we engage in this amal of tawbah and istighfar, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness for the wrongs and the evil that we have committed. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. Today is the day of Jumu'ah. Today is the day of Jumu'ah and the time between Asr and Maghrib. Especially on the day of Jumu'ah, in a month of Ramadan is even more escalated. This is a time for us that we can spend our time in the masjid making tawbah and istighfar. They say with every dua that we make, we must make this dua of asking Allah's forgiveness for our gunas and our sins on behalf of ourselves, on behalf of our parents, on behalf of our wives and our children, our brothers and our sisters, our relatives, and on behalf of the whole ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our dua, may Allah ta'ala make us all from those whose maghfirat will be made this Ramadan. Our gunas will be forgiven this Ramadan, and we become the beloveds of Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.